What's the word, y'all? This is Words Illa, aka Drew Skills, aka Ill Doing It Too. This is the Words Illa podcast. Oh man, it's a great time for hip hop. That's what I want to start with saying. Man, it's been a long time since a Nas album came out, and then it was dropped on the same day as Tupac's birthday. It would have been what, 47? And then we get the Jay-Z and Beyonce collab album right after that. Before that, we had the Black Thought album. We've had the J-Rock album, the Kanye and Kid Cudi, the Pusha T album. I mean, it's so many, it's countless. I had heard the Planet Asia album. I mean, it's like music coming out nonstop, you know. And man, I really wanted to take the time to really speak about the Nas album, you know, and the significance of how it was. I don't know if it was timed that way or if it just happened to be that that's how it kind of came out. Was, you know, it came out and it was, like I said, it was Tupac's birthday, you know, and the significance to me of, for me personally, about how big Tupac is of an artist to me and the impact and meaningfulness it is that of who he is, you know, that was just, it was incredible to me to see that happen, the coincidence of that, if you will. Though I don't really believe in coincidence. I think a lot of things are just, you know, energy happens to have a way of connecting to things and repeating itself. And so it's reminders for us about things that need to be seen and we need to take heed to. But man, the album starts off incredible. The Nas album starts off great. You know, it starts with such a, it sounds like some stuff you would expect from Nas, like the Hate Me Nows, because then you got Diddy on it, you know, doing the shit he does, talking shit and, you know, Black Excellence and stuff, and just the beat was so triumphant, you know. Oh man, it was good to hear that. And then it goes into Cops Shot the Kid, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, whoa, that sample, that was genius, you know. I can feel what I feel about Kanye personally and the things he's said and where his head is at, you know, like I said, the mental space he's in. But creatively, to put that in there, you know, especially to know like how big a lot of artists from that time frame, the Nas's and the Snoops and the Dre's and, you know, the J's and the artists that I think molded the generations that are coming now, is they, Slick Rick is like, you know, a god. He is a god, you know, one of the greatest and the pioneer storyteller like none other. And you know, that sample was just amazing, you know. And as the album leads on, you know, I think for me, more or less, the production kind of, the mixing more, I guess, maybe is what I meant to say. Production wise, I'm not really mad. Somebody messaging me, I'll check it in a second. But yeah, it was crazy to just think. To me, I felt like, number one, the project was short, so that kind of was the one thing for me that I was just like, man, all right, you know, I like it. It's dense subject matter wise. I liked it, but yeah, I kind of wished it was longer. I kind of wished it would have been maybe more detail in the mixing and, you know, the overall engineering of the project. But overall, I mean, you know, Nas is never gonna, to me, is never gonna miss as far as the lyrics go. I don't think that's ever gonna falter. Like, I don't have to worry about that. But I worry, like, again, about the overall production behind him. I think for a long time in his career, there's always been those things people have said about his beat selection, which, true, there's some truth to that. But, you know, overall, I mean, I think sometimes we have to admit that we have expectations sometimes of people that are unrealistic or that are like, just not, it's just not expectations when you're trying to, you know, experience, you have to experience a piece of art, you know, and hip hop should be viewed and be treated in the same manner as, you know, high art of any kind of sculpture or painting of any kind. So you have to give room for the artist to be the artist and kind of have their vision be seen, even if it seems as rough around the edges. That's the human element. I think you can, there's a real thing, I think, where you can overproduce something or overcreate something where you end up starting to lose the humanity in it and the element that people connect to the most. and it starts to become a lot more synthetic and computerized, and then you start to run the risk of having it, it becomes disposable as far as where's the human, again, where's the human element in it? We have, and so human element to me is error. And error shouldn't be looked at as like a bad thing. It should be, that's the element that gives something, it's that extra touch, that extra thing that, you know, the idiosyncrasies of each artist when they do what they do and the way that they do it. You know, I don't want every artist to sound the same, and I don't want them to have the same processes, and I don't want their music to, you know, to sound the same. But if I had to, you know, be analytical in any way, I would say it kind of just was more, I felt like it was, and maybe it was rushed in a way. The engineering didn't seem like as important, you know. I don't remember what song it was. I felt like there was definitely a part on one of the tracks where I could clearly hear the cut of the punch where, you know, Nas maybe went back in and did a take somewhere and then they kind of connected them together. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Overall, I really enjoyed the project. And like I said, it just dawned on me, like, at the same time, you know, I was just like caught up in all this music happening. I didn't really think about the fact that it was Tupac's birthday too. And, you know, just thinking about the impact he had and wondering, like, you know, how would he feel about the conditions of things, you know, as it was. I feel like he would have been the same as a lot of the artists that are championing for him, that speak about him, the way Kendrick speaks about him, or, you know, J. Cole and the way he does things. I think that they're kind of taking that, you know, be responsible and be aware and be, you know, helpful to the youth and give them honesty and truth and build with them, you know, because a lot of us didn't get that. I don't think a lot of people in the generations that are now, you know, people that are, you know, in their 30s or coming up in their 30s or whatever, I think that they have, some of them feel tainted, or even people who are older than that, you know, feel like they didn't get the same shot or the same chance or something like that. So I definitely feel like it's good to see these generations starting to be more honest and have these conversations about stuff. So, I mean, mainly this conversation, like I said, this piece I wanted to do was more or less just about the Nas album. You know, I really enjoyed it, but it's also just a lot about the state of how I feel and what I think is good and what's, you know, changing in a positive way for the culture of hip hop and how it's, you know, it's becoming a lot bigger, you know, with the fact that Jay and B just did their collab album and just dropped it the way they did, and the visuals and everything. I haven't seen it or heard any of it myself, but from the internet, from social media, and the pictures I've seen from the videos, and, you know, some of the lyrics and stuff, I'm just like, man, it's great to see, you know, this envelope being pushed so much that you can't avoid that hip hop has influenced every single aspect of the entire world's culture, you know. And in turn, what that is it's all black culture that is influencing everything, and that's the truth, and it's the only thing that it moves things. So, you know, it's great to see, you know, the world starting to have these more direct conversations, because we can't turn a blind eye to things as much anymore. You know, it's harder to avoid and turn off and not be aware and see what's happening. So, you know, it's just really good to see the things that are taking place. And yeah, so this is definitely going to be a continued thing. I definitely want to do some more reviews. I'm definitely thinking about listening to more of that Black Thought, listening to more of that J-Rock. That I just listened to that thing is incredible, man. He gets an album and puts it out, it's always better than the last, and he's always like experimenting and trying new things with his vocals and trying new ways of, you know, approaching a song. You know, his writing is getting a lot better and better. So, man, it's exciting. The summertime's been good, man. Hip hop has been blessing us with so much great music, and, you know, I'm also gonna get on top of that Royce da 5'9" project. Who else? Conway, he had a tape, the Black Tape. That joint was incredible. It's a lot of music, man, and I'm just, you know, glad to be alive at this time and to see hip hop moving so much, and to see such a very clear, distinct, you know, difference, which is needed, and to see the grown artists that we've all seen and speaking and being grown, you know, having grown conversations and speaking about grown things in their music, and then to see the kids who are younger, who are talking about, you know, having fun and being outrageous sometimes and crazy and whatnot, because that's, it's real to them, and that's real to when you are at that time in your life. Follow me on Instagram at WordsIlla, that's WERDSILLAH, and that's the same on Facebook. Stay tuned. I appreciate the love. Anybody who pays attention, comments or anything, man, shouts out to my homie B Diz. Again, it's your boy WordsIlla. Y'all holla at me.